Rav Nachman, Omer Rav. Four lines from the bottom in Chesem Rav. Chasonim min haminyan. You need a minyan for Birkas Chasonim, and the chasin counts. Chasonim over here doesn't mean you can make, Farshim say, doesn't mean you can make Birkas Chasonim for more than one chasin at a time, because they know some mitzvahs chavilas. Chasonim means chasonim in general. The chasin can count towards the minyan. The ain avelim min haminyan. But when it comes to Birchas Aveilim, we'll see there are different possibilities. What Birchas Aveilim is, the oval is not part of the minyan. And so one of the Mepharshim says the reason is that you need the minyan to bring the Shechina. So Ein HaShechina Shorah Mitoch Aveilim is only Mitoch Simcha. So the oval can't be part of that, bringing the Shechina for the minyan, but the Chosin can. Okay, so that's what Rav said. Nesve, chasanim ve'avelim min haminyan. Right? Says what's it called in a brisa, that both the chasanim and avelim can be counted towards the minyan. So it's kashan rav, where it says masnisa koromis alei the rav. You have a kasha from a brisa on rav. Rav tanu upadik. Rav can argue on a brisa. But some say rav can't argue on a mishnah, only on a brisa. Rav is a amora, but he has the power to argue on brises, unlike other Amoraim. He's on the border. Rav Tanu Polik. Okay. Rashi Chasan Min Aminyan. Lekam Forish My Hilchasa. Gemara will, in the course of continuing, explain what exactly, when the Chasan counts for a minyan, when not, when the Avil doesn't count for a minyan, for what exactly. Okay. Itmar. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Chasanim min haminyan, ve'ein avelim min haminyan. Just like Rav said. Meisvei, Chasanim v'avelim min haminyan. We ask the same kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from the Braisa. Here we can't give the answer that Rabbi Yochanan can argue on a Braisa, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have the power of a Tanis and Amora. And he can't argue on a Braisa. So what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this Braisa? Itanyahi beBirkas Hamazon. Right, that brisa Rav Yochanan would have to learn is talking about Birkas Hamazon. Rashi learns Birkas Hamazon litstarif legimel lezamin olav, that an oval can count towards a mezumin, right, which is no real chiddush. Are you chayiv b'chol haMitzvos? This is chayiv in all mitzvahs an oval, except for tefillin, special thing that an oval the first day doesn't, or the day of the kvura doesn't wear tefillin. But otherwise, it's chayiv b'chol haMitzvos. Tosa says, what's the chiddush? You should have said, not that an oval doesn't count for what's it called, ein oval min haminyan. Should have said, an oval is chayiv and kol haMitzvos. Right? What's it called? No, that which it says an oval is min haminyan is talking about what's it called, Birkas HaMazon. It could have just said, aveilim or chayiv and kol haMitzvos. Didn't have to speak about being starved to a zimun. Right, that's not something special. The Tosus learns Birkas HaMazon means Birkas Aveilim Shiva Birkas HaMazon. And Tosus learns also that we see from there that you only say Birkas Aveilim, which the Gemara is going to discuss what that Birkas Aveilim is, but you only say Birkas Aveilim and Birkas HaMazon if there's a minyan. Other Rishonim hold that that's not what it means, like Rashi says, it just means he could be mitzarif to a zimun. It has nothing to do with Birkas Aveilim. And that Birchas Aveilim is saving without a minyan. It's really a hosafa to Hatova Metiv. It's a different nusach of the fourth bracha in benching. And you don't need a minyan for that. Tosa says you do need a minyan for that. Okay. And the oval counts for a minyan for Birchas Aveilim. Kikom Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say the oval is not part of the minyan? Bishura. By the Shura. Rashi, Bishura. Kshayu Chosrim in Akever. Hayu osim shura soviv ha'avil the nachamo umoshivin oso v'hein omdim soviv. Right, their minig was that the people surrounded the avil, and they sat him down, Masha from Rashi, in the middle, and they stood around him, and v'amrinim the Sanhedrin ain shura pachas miyud. That's the first nicham avelim outside the Beis HaKvaros, right in the rechava. What b'shura shura. And that was, you need a minyan, Ein Shura Pachos Mi'asara, and there, Rabbi Yochanan said, the oval doesn't count. Gemara says, the Eloha, the Omer of Yitzchak, Omer of Yochanan, right? That's the case. Then what did Rabbi Yitzchak say in the name of Yochanan? Mevorchim birchas chasanim be'asora, the chasanim min aminyin, u birchas aveilim be'asora, ve'in aveilim min aminyin. You make birchas chasanim with a minyan and the chasan counts, and you make birchas aveilim with a minyan and the oval doesn't count. Baruch b'shura mika, right? That's not if we're talking about the shura, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, an oval doesn't count. There's no bracha by the shura. There's nichum aveilim. Menachemim. There's no brachas, so it can't mean that that Rabbi Yochanan held that by the shura the oval doesn't count. It can mean that, but the ma'isa that has nothing to do with the bracha. And we said before Rabbi Yochanan said that birchas aveilim. Well, here he says birchas aveilim. So where is that? The birchas aveilim. And if it means the bracha by birchas amazon, we said that there the brisa says that it does count. So where is Rabbi Yochanan talking about birchas aveilim that he doesn't count? Elokikom Rabbi Yochanan birechava. It's talking about the rechava. Well, what happens to rechava? The rechava shemavrin sa'avil suda rishona. When you give the avil suda havra, the first suda, so you bring from food from other people. Not he doesn't eat from his own food. Nishal acherim kedamrinu b'moed katan. They did that in the Rechava, in the area, I guess, in front of his house, Rechava Shalir, or the town square. And there they made that special bracha in benching Birchas Aveilim. So that bracha is what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, that they don't make all. The aveilim don't count. Okay, that's called sudas havra, and there's a special bracha they make by a sudas havra, and that's only the first meal after the kvura. The Meshech Chochma says the reason that we're mavre an oval from other people's food is because an oval is has bitter feelings over the fact that his relative died. And he says, what was the use of him coming to the world? Why do people live all together if they're eventually going to die? What's the purpose of it all? So we show him that the purpose of coming into this world is because if you wouldn't come into the world and you get your olam haba free, it's called nahama d'chsufa. It's like bread that a person didn't earn that other people give him for free. You don't appreciate it. So the first meal, when he's an avo, we give him food for free so he sees that it's not as tasty as something that he worked for and that he had to put effort into. So it, to a certain degree, lightens the avelus. Okay. So Mora says, okay, so now what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the oval is not min haminyan, is talking about birchas harachava. The Eloha, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, but the Maaser Rabbi Yochanan said a different word, and it can't be talking about the rachava. Mevorchim birchas chasanim basora kol shiva. All 7 days you make birchas sheva brachas, birchas chasanim, and the chasan counts. The chasanim in aminyan. Birchas aveilim basora kol shiva ve'in avil. And birchas aveilim is also all 7 days, and the aveilim don't count. Right? Rechava kol shiva mika. Rechava is only the first day, and the first meal. So it doesn't apply all 7 days. So it can't be the Rabbi Yochanan when he said that ein aveilim min aminyan was talking about birchas harachava, because he said it applies all 7 days. So what was he talking about? Mar says mashkachas lo b'ponim chadoshos, that what's it called, it's possible that even birchas harachava you say all 7 days if there's ponim chadoshos, just like there's ponim chadoshos for add to simcha by chasana. It's possible that what's it called, there could be panim chadoshos for an oval too. Kihop. Okay, nothing was going to show where that applies. Let's see if the Rashi till here. Berechovak. Have we said that already? Yeah. Kihod Rav Chia Bar Abba Nikre Boneho the Reish Lakish Avi. Rav Chia Bar Abba was the Chumash teacher of his Reish Lakish's children. The Amri Law, and some people say Masni Bereid Reish Lakish Avi. He was the Mishnah teacher of Reish Lakish's children. Okay, he was a teacher of Reish Lakish's children. Some say he taught him Chumash, some say he taught him Mishnah. Shochet Vayinuka. And Reish Lakish had a child that died. Yuma Kama, so Shaila is how old his child was. I will see in one second, but Pashas, he was a youngster, a little child, Yanuka. Yoma Kamalo Osulagabe. So the first day he didn't come to be Menachem Avo. Lemachar Davre Liyehuda Bar Nachmeni Metur Gimene. So the next day he brought his Meturgamon, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, who was the one who gave over the Shiurim. Omrle kum ema milsa kol kava yanuka. So he said, get up, and I'm going to tell you what to say. This is the way most Rishonim learn. Lagabe the child. I'm going to say nichum aveilim concerning the child. Okay. Posach the Omar. So he said, vayar Hashem vayinatz mikas bonav avnosa. What does that mean? The Rabban Shem saw and he was angry because of the kas of bonav avnosa. Dor she'avos menatzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a generation where the father's anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koes al b'neihem v'abinoseihem. The Rabban Shem takes it out on the little children, punishes the parents through the little children. Umeishim k'shem k'tanim. And the children die when they're young. Now again, it doesn't mean that the children die, according to most opinions. Even the Rambam, who holds that it's possible for a child to die in the aveira of the father, that's only avodah zarah. But not avodah zarah children, lo yumsu avos abonim, lo abonim avos, even though Chazal darshan at legabi edus, but that's not the pashut pshat in the pasuk. Pashut pshat in the pasuk is that children don't die for the sins of the parents. So it doesn't mean that the children died because the parents were punished. What it means is the children died for their cheshbon. Whatever reason they had to come into this world, for the amount of time they did, wasn't a punishment for them. That was their allotted time. They had to come into the world. They're a Gilgal, whatever it may be. But why dafka did the Rabban Shem give those children who had to die young to these parents in order to punish them? The Ikedi Amrei Bocher Havi. Some say that he was an older, he was a teenager. The Rabban Shem is not happy over the person's older children and on his yisomim and almanos lo yurachin ki kulo chonef umora v'chol ped dover nevola v'chol zos lo shov apo v'ol yodon etuya. Pasuk that the Rabban Shalom is not going to have rachmanis, and the children will be yisomim and the parents will die, and the wives will be almanas, and their husbands will die, and the children will die too. And not only that, with all of that, the anger is still there. Va'od yado netuya. My va'od yado netuya. Va'od, what does that mean? Va'od yado netuya. Omer Avchan and Barav, hakol yodim kala loma nichnas l'chupa. Everybody knows why a kala goes to the chupa. Avakol amenabel pivu, mochi dover nevola mipi. But somebody who is so base to say it out, right, to say something that is immodest, afilu nechdem lo gzardino shoshivim shona, even if his lifetime, he is given a gzardin for 70 good years, nepachol av l'ra, can be changed for the bad. So that's from the v'od. V'od means v'ed, for a lifetime. Possible that the kas will be for a lifetime, that even if a person had a gzeira of good for a lifetime, it'll be changed. Rashi. Omer le miturgamon, he said to the miturgamon, say what I'm going to tell you now, kol kavel yanuka, le neged hamaora, dvarim nichumim amisa seyelet. Say some comforting words. Right, when the child died, Mer's going to right away ask, those were comforting words, right, that the parents got punished through their kids being killed. Vayar Hashem ma'osu avos, where the Rabban Shem saw what the parents did, vayinatz mikash yechisu v'gormelo lifkur al-beneyam, but don't say it, that they angered the Rabban Shem and he took it out on their little children, punished them through their little children. V'yishti amri lo tineko yahameis al-bochor hoya, he wasn't a little child, but he was already a teenager. And he said this pasuk: Shall I in Shana va'od dorish kamo vo'ed olamo shalom? The world of a person 70 years. So even if there was a gzar din for good for 70 years, netuya nepacha mitov v'ra, he changed from good to bad. So the Gemara asks, also l'nechume se'urei k'metzayerle, it came to be Menachem. He said, he told his maturgum and say some comforting words. What were the comforting words? Either that the Rabban Shem takes it out on the Yesomim and on the parents and on the children, and even after that, so Kolam Menabel Piv gets a gzar din of 70 years good turned to bad. Or he said that sometimes because of the anger on the parents, the children die. So how is that a nichumim for the parent? Hachi Kamerle. Choshiv at latfusei adra, that you're so important. It's not that Chas v'Shalom you did something wrong, but it's the door, the generation is a bad generation, and your tzar is mechaper on the whole. You're considered important enough that your tzar should mechaper on the whole generation. Okay, Rashi, choshiv at also in the chumei tzuri metzayrele bitmiyah. He came to Menachem, and this is what he said. It's going to stop him. This is going to make him feel worse. Mochicho apomishir shvil avonu meis beno. He's getting up and saying, "You probably did terrible aveiros. That's why your kid died." Right? That's not really nichum aveiro. Choshev atrot fusei adres. You know what he meant to say was choshev atol lemala. You're important in heaven. Letofos chavias bonecha boven ador. That you and your children are punished for the sins of the generation. And you are important enough to be considered a kapara for the whole generation. The kaimalom is manchit tzadikim bedor, tzadikim nitposim alador. When they're tzadikim in the generation, the tzadikim suffer for the sake of the generation. It's ma'or of the generation to tshuva. Shenemar umi mikdoshi tochelu. That the tzoris start from the most holy people.
We're going on the Rebbe Bar Abba, who was the Rebbe, either the Chumash Rebbe or the Mishnah Rebbe for Shlokish's children, and according to most opinions here, it was Reish Lakish whose child died, and he came to Menachem Avil, and he brought his Meturgim along, and he told him what to say. And the first thing he said was, Keneged the child himself who died, who either was a little kid or a teenager who was a bachur already, and he told him psukim that either that the parents were being punished, the child was punished and died for the sins of the parents, and that the Rabban Shlom takes it out. For even what's it called, nivul peh, even a gzar din of 70 years is changed from good to bad. And now the Gemara is going to ask, what's it called? And the Gemara says, "And Maisi came to be Menachem Avil, and he's what's it called, being mitzayer them, telling them that the reason that his kid dies because his averus or whatever." So no, what he meant to say is, "You people are tzaddikim, but you're so important that your mechaper, your tzar is mechaper on the generation. That only the Rabban Shalom chooses big people as a kapara for the generation." Okay. Omar Lay, we're up to the first big line. Omar Lay, kum eima milsa keneged shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's say something that shevach for the Rabban Shalom. Posach the Omar, Hakel Hagadol, Barov Godlo, Adir v'Chazok, Barov No Ros, Mechayi Meisim b'Mamoro, Ose Gedolos Arein Cheker, V'Niflos Arein Mispor, Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayi Meisim. So now he said already a bracha. So these are Birchas Aveilim, and this is one of the brachas, that the bracha is. Person's an Avil, he has to give tzidduk hadin, be matzdik the din that the Rabban Shalom is mechayim meisim and the Rabban Shalom is okel hagadol hagibor. A person shouldn't have tainus on the Rabban Shalom. So that's one of the brachas of nichum aveilim, mechayim meisim. Rashi here.
Yehokel Hagadol Barov Goldlo, the Baruch Pasachva. This is Birchas Aveilim, and it starts with a bracha. It doesn't just start Hokel Hagadol. It starts Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's a full fledged bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hokel Hagadol. So this is one of the brachas of Birchas Aveilim. And it ends with a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Meisim. Omer Lei, Kum Eimon Milsa Keneged Aveilim. Now say something, a bracha that is Keneged the Aveilim themselves. We said a bracha Keneged the Nifter, and a Shevach of the Ribono Shel Olam, and now something Keneged the Aveilim themselves. Omar, Acheinu Hamiyugoyim Hamidukoyim Be'evil. Here again, it started with Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Right, our brothers who are toiled and crushed in their evil, evil hazeh, tnu levadchem lachkor ezos, zosi omeres laad, nesivu mishesh mibereshis. This is something that will be forever, and it's something that is a pillar from sheshes mibereshis. Rab, the fact that people die, let's check what that means. Rabim Shosu, Rabim Yishtu, many have drunk the waters of Avelus, and many will drink the waters of Avelus. Kimishta Rishonim, Kach Mishta Achronim, Achenu Bal Nechomos, Inachim Eschem, Baruch Menachem Avelim. Again, it starts with a bracha, started with Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and ends with a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Menachem Avelim. Rashi. Achenu HaMiyuogim, Bracha HaSmucha Lechavir Tohi, This one doesn't have to start with Baruch Ato Hashem because of Bracha Smucha Lechaver. So it's part of an order of brachas. So it just starts with Acheinu and it ends with Baruch Ato Hashem. Be'evil hazeh tznu levavchem lachkor zos shezos omeres la'ad shakol meisim v'lo tivku yosem midai. Right, everybody dies and don't cry too much. This is the way of the world. Now it says misheshes imebreshes. L'chora, this wasn't Mishesh's Mibereshes, because people weren't supposed to die. They only died because of the klola of Adam Harisha. So it seems from this Gemara not like that. It's a big machlokas Rishonim. What would have happened had Adam Harishon not been chote? Would there still have been death, except he would have lived an inordinate amount of time? Everybody would have lived much longer. Except biyom achalchem, if biyom means the yom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is elef shonim beinecha ki yom esmo. So Adam Harishon died before 1,000 at 930. Had he not sinned, he would have, what's it called, he would have lived longer, right? But he would have died. Death still would have existed, right? Death was not a chiddush because of the chait, it's just the amount of time that a person has in this world. That's what some Rishonim hold. Some Rishonim hold, no. He would have not lived forever, but he wouldn't have died. Right? Like the Ramchal says, what would have happened was he would have graduated to the next stage of existence. His neshama would have perfected and his body. And his body then more perfected than the neshama more while he was alive, and eventually his body and the neshama would have ascended to the next spiritual level, become more spiritual than this physical world, and he no longer would have been here. Something like Elion Novi. He didn't die, just ascended to Shamayim alive. So there wouldn't have been an idea of death. Death is where the neshama and the body separate to a certain degree. Here there would be no separation. They would have both acted on each other to perfect each other until they were both so perfect that they graduated to the next stage of existence. But from here it's mashma, this is nesivu misheshes imebereshes. Another way of learning though is, doesn't mean Mishesh the Reveracious from the 6 days, but Mishesh from after the 6 days of creation. Right? From after Mishesh the Reveracious, from after Shesh the Reveracious, this already is something, it's a fact in the world that people have to die. But at during the Shesh the Reveracious itself, it could be there would be no such thing as death. Okay. What?
The hate,
The chait was in Sheshet. No, it was the end of. But he wasn't filled. He wasn't thrown out of Gan Eden, and the effects weren't until Motzei Shabbos. Right? So it's not from Sheshet to Mibri, but he still remained in Gan Eden, and none of the effects of the Klala started till after Sheshet to Mibri. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Omer Abaye, Rabim Shosu Lema. You can say that many people drunk of this evil, many people have died, and many people have been avelim, but Rabim Yishtu Lolema, but you shouldn't include in the bracha Rabim Yishtu. Many people will, drink from the waters of Avelis, and many people will die. Why? Mishta Rishonim Lema. Mishta Achronim Lo Lema. Right, you should mention Mishta Rishonim, right? The people before us drank and celebrated Kibiyochel this the Avelis, and there'll be Mishta Achronim, there'll be others to celebrate the same thing. That you shouldn't say. Dom Reb Shimon Lach, why shouldn't you say the future one? The person shouldn't open his mouth and give a place for the sotan as if to say that you're putting a klol on yourself. What a person says has an effect in the world, and if you say it right, it contributes to it happening. So a person shouldn't say that not going to be a lot of avelim. You're opening your mouth to the sotan, you're makatrig on yourself. And you don't want to have to put yourself into avelis, even though there's going to be avelis in the world. But you shouldn't mention it and be makatre, because it then could affect you in a more personal way. Omer of Yosef Mikro, where is the source of this inyan of al tiftach pelasotin? It says kisdom hayinu l'amoro daminu. Right? We were like Sdom and Amora. What did the Navi say after that? Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitsine Sodom. Yeah, Taka, you're right. You're like Sodom and Amora. They opened the way to the Kitrug on themselves, and Taka, that's what they were told. So you see that it's not Kedai to mention something negative about yourself, because it's like wishful thinking, it could come true. Rashi. But not Mr. Achronim, what's going to be in the future. Okay, so now he said something connected the Nifter, connected the, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Keneged the Avelim, and now Keneged the people who came to Menachem Avel. Keneged Menachmi Avelim. Posof Yomar, Achenu Gomle Chasodim, Bnei Gomle Chasodim, right? Nichum Avelim is one of the Gemilas Chasodim, Hamachzikim, Babriso Shel Avrom Avinu, Shenemar, Kiedati, Vamana Shietzaves, Bonov, is Beso Achrov. Okay, Rashi, no Rashi. Yeah, Babriso Shel Avrom, Shigoma Chasodim. Part of the bris of Avraham Avinu was Gemilas Chesed. Deceive Ayita Eshel. Rashi brings down a different pasuk. That's why this is in parentheses. Because Rashi obviously wasn't goris this pasuk. Ki yedativ manash yitzaviz bomev es beso achrov lishmor derech Hashem. The Rambam learns that lishmor derech Hashem is he taught his children midos tovos to be holeich bedarchei Hashem. Right, that's what's called the Halachta Bitrachov, that's called Derech Hashem. And one of the things of Halachta Bitrachov is Mahu Menachem Avelim, Apatote Menachem Avelim. The Rabban Shalom was Menachem Avel, you're Menachem Avel. The Rabban Shalom buried people, you bury people, and so on. So from this pasuk we also learn that Avram Avinu, Brisa Shel Avram Avinu, and why Avram Avinu was chosen, because the Rabban Shalom knew he would teach his children to be holech b'derech Hashem. But Rashi had a different pasuk. Yechsi v'ayita eshel v'ashitevo sachil eshti levaya. that Avraham Avinu set up a place for travelers to get food and drink and to be accompanied on their way, which is all Gemilus Chasodim for Hachnosus Orchim. Then Achenu Bal Hagmul Yishalim Lachem Gemulchem, the Rabban Hashem should pay you your due, what's due you. Baruch Atom Yishalim Hagmul. Okay, it's called Gomle Chasodim. Why is it Gomel Chasodim? It's if you're doing there's a medrash that says the Yom He Gomel Yitzchak, that Lashed Lava Hakadosh Baruch Hu will pay back those people who were Kivilu Gomel Him Chesed. That people who do chesed in this world, as if they're paying the Rabban Shalom. See what that means. Another idea of gemilus chasodim, right? Gomel can mean to pay, pay back or whatever, but it also comes from the word gomer. Gomel and gomer are related. They finish off the chesed. The Russian created the world, and it's an act of chesed on his part. And he wanted people to perfect the world and finish it off. He created the world in an unfinished state, and he wants people to finish off the world and to perfect it. So when people do chesed one with the other, they're gomer chesed. They finish off the chesed that the Rabban Shem did in the world, and they perfect it. Just like everything else that the Rabban Shem should bor Elohim lasos. The Rabban Shem created it in an unfinished way, its raw state, and people perfect it and complete it. So the purpose, Olam Chesed Yibana, the world was created as an act of Chesed of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. People who do Chesed are both Gomel Chesed, right? They pay Kibiyochel the Rabbanu Shel's Chesed back, right? Because the Rabbanu Shel created the world with Chesed, so people who do Chesed are Kibiyochel paying back the debt of chesed the Rabban Shem gave, and also the gomer chesed, the finishing off the chesed that the Rabban Shem created the world for the sake of chesed, they're finishing off that chesed in the world. So that's the Meshalim Hagmul. Omer Le Kum Ema Milsa Keneged Kol Yisrael. Okay, so now the next bracha is Keneged Kol Yisrael. Okay, Pasach the Omer Ribon Ha'olamim Today, v'hatzel malet hosha amcha Yisrael min hadover min hadever umin acherev umin abiza umin hashidofon umin hayirakon umikol minei poranios umisrakshos ubos la'olam terem nikro v'yatotane, similar to what we say by Anenu Baruch Ato Hashem Otzer Hamageifa. Rashi. Okay. So those are the Birchos Avelim. And altogether there were Sheva Brachos. We only have over here mentioned Keneged the Nifter, Keneged the Avelim, yeah, Keneged the Menachamim, Keneged we have more than that. The Keneged the Nifter, Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, that's four. And Keneged Kol Yisrael, it's five. There were two more. I don't have the other two here. But in any case, those were the Sheva Birchas Avelim. So we don't say these brachas anymore. Why not? Shaila. Could be also because why exactly we don't say these brachas? We don't say them. For some reason, the minig became not to say them. Not only that, there is a bracha indenting, which is not what these are. A special bracha, a nusach of the bracha in Hatova Meitiv, that you add and extend that bracha. You don't say any new bracha, but you add a whole new nusach, Keneged Birchas Avelim. I looked, most of the Sidurim we have don't have it. There's some Sidurim that have it. Some people have the minig of saying it. To Shaila, whether you need a minion to say it or whatever, but you say it, what's it called, the invention by a Beis Avel. Here again, most minig is by most people not to say it. But the reason is, just like we don't say Hasimcha b'ma'ono except by Mamish when it's Birchas Chasanim, because Orva calls Simcha, because we don't have simcha, but connected that also, we don't have real avelus anymore. There's only real avelus when there's real simcha. Then there's to be the opposite. When there's no real simcha, there's no real avelus either. So the avelus is orva simcha and orva avelus. So we don't say these brachas. The only problem is we do say the brachas of Birchas Hasan. So if we'd say that, why not say Birchas Aveilim also? In any case, for whatever reason, the minig is not to say it. Okay. Omar Ula, the Amri La Bimasni Satana, Asora Kosos Tiknu Chachom Vesa. Originally, the Chachomim was sacking 10 kosos of Yayin by the, what's it called, by a base of them. Shlosha called the Machila, 3 before they ate, 3 kosos. Kedelith Toach has been a Mayov, and the reason is that it says Tanu Shechar La'oved, right? Wine was created for Avelim, to help to, what's it called, take away their Avelim. Same thing over here. The reason we don't have these kosos, we'll see, and we don't even have the, what's it called, we don't have these 10 kosos, because again, the Avelis is in the, after the Churban, the Avelis isn't that great. We're all being Zabal on the Beis HaMikdash. That Avelis is so strong that it takes away the sharpness of any other personal Avelis. So we don't have this minig either. We don't need the 10 kosos. See, one second, is it still an Indian of this takon or not? But originally takonah was 10 kosos, 3 before they ate, with toachas b'nei meyot, shlosha b'soch achila, 3 in the middle of the meal, another 3 kosos, k'dei lishros achila sh'meyot, to drown the food, the arba la'achar achila, and 4 more after, as part of benching, echad k'neged hazon, 1 was an addition to birchas hazon, and then they what's it called, echad k'neged birchas ha'aretz, second brach of benching, the Echad Keneged Bol Nirushalayim, the third bracha, the Echad Keneged Atov Ameti, Hosif Aliyim Arba, right, and they added another 4, okay, Echad Keneged Chazonei Ha'ir, Chazonei Ha'ir means the leaders of the city, the Echad Keneged Parnosei Ha'ir, the Echad Keneged Beis HaMikdash, the Echad Keneged Rabban Gamliel. See, one second, what Rabban Gamliel, why they have a special kol, so now they have 14 kosos. Hischilu hoyu shosin mishtakrin. They started to get drunk. I don't know when they get drunk with the 10 kosos, but they got drunk when they had 14 kosos. Hichziru hadover liyoshin. It could be the other ones were all around the meal, and the person doesn't get drunk if he drinks with food. The other 4 were like completely after the meal, not together with food. Those were ones that made a person drunk. So hichziru hadover liyoshna. So they made it back to the original takon. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi, asura kosos laharbos lo bishtia dechsiv tnu shecher laoved v'yayin lamori nefesh. Yayin was created for people who were avelim to help take away their avelus. Kol demachila shoyu regilim lahamshich parparos lefnei seuda kigon kisnin v'sufganin v'iskartin. They used to have a smorgasbord, right, by an oval, right? So people still do that. They have people deliver food by the base oval, and they have a whole party. So they used to have taka, a vorspeis with all different kinds of pasabov kisnin, all different kinds of hors d'oeuvres, and they had 3 kosos with the hors d'oeuvres. Then echad keneged hazon, and then during the meal itself, they had another 3 kosos, and then 4 more. Al kol bracha shosa kosu moskin v'lachem. Each bracha and benching, they drink a kos, and then they pour another one and drink another kos. Keneged hazon ha'ir tiknu lehem bracha alav lefi shahayu shamashi ha'ir v'sasik v'meisim uveshar tzorchei tzibur. These are the people who were oskin b'tzorchei tzibur. The Chazonei Ha'ir, that people involved in what's it called, Zaka, in Misaskim, they have, what's it called, so they had a bracha for them. Parnosei Ha'ir, show you Ashirim, Vazrim, Ozum, Vetfurasanim. Then the Parnosei Ha'ir were the rich people who used to donate money for people who couldn't afford their own funerals. Keneged Beis HaMikdash, Tiknu Ala Birchas Nichumim, She Yinachemu Amokum Bibinyono, Me'avoleinu, She'onu Mis'ablim Lov Ka'al Meis. You see, these brachas were even after Churban Beis Hamikdash, but not when the galus became, like we said, a deep galus. Right? And they had one, another bracha keneged Churban Beis Hamikdash, keneged Ram Gamliel Lekam Mefarshim. I'm explaining what Ram Gamliel did that he deserved a special bracha. So they made it liyoshna sora kosos. So Rashi learns hichziru davar liyoshna to 10 kosos. Other Rishonim learn hichziru liyoshna that it went back to the original where there was never a takon of any kosos. So therefore we don't have any of these kosos, because after they made 14 they saw people getting drunk, they went back and took away the whole takon completely. No 10 either. Okay. But Rashi learns they went back to the original takon of 10. According to Rashi, at least there should be 10 kosos. According to Rav Rishonim, they went back to the original, meaning before the takana, there was never a takana. They took away the takana completely. My Ram Gamliel, what is Ram Gamliel? The Tanya, Barishon Lahaisa Hutsas Hameis Kosha Lekrova, Yosemi Misasa. In the beginning, the funerals were more difficult than the actual Nisa. Right? In America, I think in the 60s, there was a book. What's it called, written about the cost of funerals or whatever. It made a whole mapecha in the funeral business. People were being charged unbelievable amounts and threatened, intimidated to spend tremendous amounts on coffins and whatever, and the cost of death. And for somebody, that was the name of the book, something like that. The cost of dying, something like that. And so that's what happened. People feared the funerals more than the death, because it made them poor. Until they just left the mace and ran away, and they couldn't afford to pay for the funeral, and they didn't want to do it in a way that was cheaper, because then it would be a bezoyin for them. Ram Gamliel saw what was happening. The noag kalus biatzma, and he himself, either he willed that this happened to him after he died, or according to some, he was knowing this with his aveira, with his niftarim, in his aveiras when he was alive. And they were motzi him. The lashon of the Gemara is more mashal, like those that say it was him mamish. That after he died, he willed that they should bury him in plain ordinary pishton. They used to bury the people in expensive suits. The Noagu Kolam Achra of the Hotzi B'Klei Pishtun. Gamliel could do it, everybody did it then. So it became the fad to go in Klei Pishtun. Omra Papa V'Haidna Noagam Afilu B'Tzra the Barzuza. Bizman Azeh, the sins from Gamliel already made that it's a Kovet HaNifter to be buried in less expensive things. So today, even what's it called, a Begit of canvas, which isn't even worth a dinner, they can use for Tachrichim. Today they use tachrichim from pishtun. The pishtun costs a lot of money, so the pishtun are the tachrichim cost a tremendous amount, which is connected the whole thing, the whole purpose. But the pishtun is used because there's psukim you say when you malbish the tachrichim, and those psukim are the psukim of what the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, and those are pishtun. So to put something that's not pishtun on the person, say the psukim of pishtun is nevzik yashikra. But in Yechanam, if people can't afford it, or you can't get tachrichim of pishtun, they use regular tachrichim of cotton, which are much cheaper variety. Okay, Rashi. Ha'otzos ha'meis, shehoyu kovrim also bekelim yikorim. The dairy people in expensive clothing can go in shirayim, usrokos, and silk. Vitzra the Barzuza begged Kandlish Ein Rishav Eladina. Okay, so really should make a siyum here, because in most yeshivas they start the Mishnah and they skip to Daftes, and so we really haven't even started the Masechta yet. And you are better than most yeshiva bachrim who don't even know these Daftim exist. Right, so tomorrow we will start the Masechta from where most yeshivas started, from the Sugya Pesach Pasuah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once commented. He said that originally they learned Shas. Things got difficult, so they picked out certain yeshivish and masechtas to learn. He said then things got more difficult, and they started picking out yeshivish and prokin from those masechtas to learn. He said then things got more difficult, and they started picking out yeshivish and dafim from those mesechtes, from those prokim to learn. Like over here, these are not yeshivish shadafim from Beis to Ches. Yeshivish shadafim start from Daf Tes and on. He said eventually it's going to come out, they're going to pick out yeshivish words to learn in the mesechta, and those will be the only words that they learn, and after that I guess yeshivish letters, he didn't go that far. Okay. Yeah, in my time, the fish was $75 to $100, and the regular cotton tachrich was about $25.
Yeah, I used to tell people, because every fish, my wife was on it, she said they would rip.
So the person's not really, you know, doing many exercising things that that thing was a lift.
People,
if
you're spending that much already, you know, cover it on there.
Wine is, it says that wine dulls a person's senses, so it. Person's very, very much depressed. The wine really has two things. It picks you up and then it puts you down. So here's for a baby.